Would you bow your heads just for a moment? If you're afraid of me praying for you, quick, run for your car, buggy, or horse, tricycle now. I want to pray for you. Oh, Sister Miss Sheila Ann, that led us into the worship tonight. What a gift. Wow. What a precious. But we release over you two different times tonight. I don't know Chinese, but I saw what appears to be Chinese writing over your head. And there is an anointing on you and a promise that God is going to give you a connection from China. The Lord is going to do a work through you, and this sound that you're going to release is going to hit China. In fact, I see you speaking another language. I don't know what this language is, but God's going to use you to speak, release the gospel, hallelujah, in another language. Glory be to God. There is a teacher in you, and that song of the Lord that's on you is a door opener for the word that you're carrying, the Lord says. Glory be to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. My sister, I bless you with the name of Jesus. We strengthen you now by the hand of God. And how the enemy would love to shut you down, shut you up, and make you void and not hear the voice of God and not release the voice of God. But there is a warrior on the inside of you, glory to God. And the Lord is calling you forward in Jesus' name. And God is calling you in Jesus' name to pick up some of these who have limped their way into the next spot and help them get there in the name of Jesus. Because someone has prayed for you. There are deep roots in you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you would stand up strong by the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, I bless my brother in the name of Jesus and ask God that you would use this man, an elder in the island, a voice in the name of Jesus that speaks into the lives of leaders and in the lives of people, that there is continuity in what you say and consistency. God speaking about character over you. I'm going to bless you in the name of Jesus that this is a moment, a great divine moment. And we bless you, our sister, in the name of Jesus. Come on. If you don't know what to do right here, just say, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. And we bless you now, sister, in Jesus' name for the call of God that is upon you, the seer gift that is within you. Glory to God. God being able to speak and see. And there is a team right here. There is an ordination hanging over you. Glory to God. And God has ordained a time for you. God is going to take you across borders. But the work that you'll do in this region is oh so powerful. Glory to God. We strengthen you in Jesus' name not to be afraid. Hallelujah. Bless this guy who played tonight. Thank you, God, for this man. Our base brother, we bless you in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is on you. God is raising you in Jesus' name. And there is going to be someone inside of you that is able to put together teams. Teams, I'm coming right back. I just saw Andy putting teams. God said in the name of Jesus, there is an A and a B and a C and team, and not that one's better than the other, but that you've trained a people that you can put in different spots on the island and throughout the maritime. And God is showing me you sending one team this way and another team the other way. And the Lord says that this is going to ramp up for you. And God wants you to know, just as much as I have never had anyone say for me they're going to raise money to try to help me, that you are a missionary of music. And that sound is on you, and that there is going to be an increase upon you for the work. And I say that over you and Miss Sheila Ann. I bless the both of you, that there is a blessing. Someone is going to pour into your lives because they believe that you are missionaries to this island. For the Lord is tearing down the Lord is tearing down an old style. And when I say style, I don't mean the sound. I mean just looking at words to sing. God is birthing a sound in your heart. Glory to God. That sound that is birthed upon you in the name of Jesus. There is going to be some sort of seminary you're a part of. What have I got here? The Lord is releasing a seminary, some kind of all praying right now. I am in the future. And the Lord is showing me, coming out of the folds of your robe, there is a doctor coming alongside of you. And the Lord says, you're going to be asked to teach not only music and theory, but the scripture behind what you do while you do it. Glory to God. And God is showing me in the name of Jesus that this will become a hot spot. So instead of people taking off to Philadelphia or to Reading or to Kansas City, God is going to open a door in Prince Edward Island. And God say in the name of Jesus, this is not only a seminary of the Spirit. Oh my goodness. Does that ring with the glory? A seminary of the Spirit where someone will be able to be taught and earn a degree in the Bible, but also learn the art of worship. Hallelujah. And I release over you also those that would come and paint. And there is in front of you as you play, there is a person with a clay pot. And then they are creating figurines and they're creating artifacts, and I don't know what all this, I've never seen this before, but they're got a wheel rolling as you sing and as you create and as teams play in the name of Jesus. Release the arts. We bring the kingdom of art to the King of Kings and lay its crown at your feet, Holy King. And in the name of Jesus, glory to God, the thought that Noel and I would be involved with a seminary. Come on, man. Hey. In the name of Jesus, they might let us clean the carpets. But in the name of Jesus, there is going to be a force raised up from the island. And the Lord said that it is going to be a people who said, we want to rightly divide the word of the Lord so we can tell a people this is what the scripture is. Come on, lift your hands. And I say in Jesus' name, touch the people, I pray. Lord, bless my sister in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a strength on you, a healing in the name of Jesus. And everyone that is in this room that came tonight needing a healing, I believe this is in the air right now. I release the healing properties of 1 Peter 2:24 for your gallbladder in the name of Jesus, for your hearing in the name of Jesus, for that person who's having ringing in their ear in the name of Jesus, for that left hand in the name of Jesus, for that right calf that is swollen in the name of Jesus, for that neck injury that they're trying, for your family tree in the name of Jesus. After a bad report from the doctor, I've got a good report from the owner. And that is, by his stripes, we were healed. And we're going to hang on to that in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray release through this man. A work in the name of Jesus, the spirit of teacher upon him in Jesus' mighty name. And I bless these girls. I bless these girls who are carrying a charge to pray for a people. Hallelujah. We're carrying a charge to release something. Hallelujah. And I pray for you in Jesus' name and ask you to lift my name up before the Lord, because I believe that these girls are carrying something. Hallelujah. I believe that what you're carrying doesn't fit in a lot of places, but it fits in the heavenly, says the Lord. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy One. Bless my sister now in the holy name of Jesus. I release the cloud of heaven. Praise be unto God. And in Jesus' mighty name, holy presence of God, baptize this place. Glory to God. I see a group of women rising up. I see a group of women rising up to minister the gospel. People who will take on the places that no one else is willing to take on. Glory to God. I see a people who are not afraid to get their hands dirty with people who are a little bit dirty. Come on. And I see a group of women in the name of Jesus who are excelling in getting people delivered too, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that those of you that are seeking a pulpit, you would make your pulpit Queen Street. You would make your pulpit down on the waterfront. That you wouldn't seek the microphone in this pulpit. Listen. Getting thousands of people a year saved not in the church, but they're getting saved in living rooms. We inviting people, come over to this house. Our friend is coming. I tell them I'll bring 5 people that pray and 10 people that don't. Glory to God. And let's just get some people saved. I ask you, God, to take on neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Baptize neighborhoods in the name of Jesus. Baptize neighborhoods. Hallelujah. To come to Jesus. Glory to God. Baptize neighborhoods in the mighty name of Jesus. Baptize neighborhoods. And I believe that what the Lord has done here in this island is he's put a group of men and women who are more kingdom conscious than they are pew conscious. Where they're more hungry for a revival, come on, that changes the city and the island than a revival that moves people from one church to another. We're asking you for a soul-saving revival. The kind of revival that they say, did you hear what happened on Prince Edward Island? In the middle of winter, they had to shovel their way in, but thousands came to Jesus that week, thousands more the next week. Glory to God. And Father, we want you to know, if you'll trust us with a revival in Prince Edward Island, we're not going to let the weather come on. We're not going to let the religion come on. We're not going to let what we used to be or what we want to be stop you from having your way on this island. I ask you for a revival. The kind of revival in the name of Jesus that breaks down the walls, hallelujah, of false religion, of false idols, hallelujah, that breaks down the spirit of religion and releases a sound in the mighty name of Jesus that is greater, that is stronger, that is far-reaching. Glory be to God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I believe because this island, so the Lord is showing me, these massive spiritual breakthroughs on shorelines, glory to God. And I believe that shorelines, hallelujah. I believe that shorelines are going to be just that, lines for his for him to just wash up on the shore of this area. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for a revival that would not differentiate, but that would look at us all, hallelujah, from sinner to saint. The kind of revival that a people would say, who cares what they used to be? Now look what they are in Jesus Christ. I want to thank God right now for this building. Some of you need to get ready for this kind of miracle. I remember when we used to do the meetings at the chapel at the funeral. I remember when we used to do the meetings in little rooms with little red lights behind us. It was the oddest thing to be in a little room where they had just had someone, you know, in the casket, right? I thought, what are we doing here? This is all those years ago. And the Lord spoke that time as I was looking up some prophecies. And the Lord said he was going to take that and make that these people gave a favor to Noel. And they were going to become the envy of enemies. And then they built that huge chapel. And then because you were faithful in the chapel, someone just said, hey, we've got a church across the street. We'd like to get that to you. What would you like to do with it? We'd like to fill it with the glory of God and continue a work that you started years ago. Hallelujah. Decades and a century ago in this building. And Lord, we say this place was built for your glory. In the name of Jesus, let this place stand for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this property, and we ask that 3, 4, 5, 6 different languages, 6 different streams, 6 different meetings could take place under this roof. Glory to God. That one night there's a healing room, and one night there's a group speaking in another language. One night there's a house of prayer. One night there's the spirit of prophecy. One night there's people just rolling in the floor seeking God, and one night we're feeding people that are hungry. Glory to God. We pray in the name of Jesus, make this a house, glory to God, that is used 7 days a week in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray with me. Pray with me. Keep your eyes on heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus for those of you who have been rebuked for trying to be a spiritual person in a church, that you must understand that the body, sometimes God puts you in a place that is different than the body. you know, that's hard for me. It really is navigating a tightrope with ice skates on, because it gets on me crazy. And so sometimes I actually have to leave the meeting where I am so I can go outside and let God give me, you know, God, go, God, live in a goo guy. And I don't question him. Whatever he's doing on me, you say, well, why would God do that? I don't even ask. Then I just come back in and sit down. I tell you, I don't understand why God does what he does, but I'm going to let him birth something in me. Glory to God. I'm so hungry for God. I don't want to take away from you, but when he gets on me, if I got to leave the building to let go what God is birthing in me, I've got to get it out. Are you out there tonight? Two. Good. I must tell you, whatever gets on you in the name of Jesus, when he's doing something and you feel a groaning within, you feel something, you're like, uh-oh, they're not going to like this, you know. If you got to get a place to give it out, get out. Give it in the name of Jesus. I remember one time I was in a place and the Lord had got on me my first day there, and I'm like, oh, glory, glory. Some people don't get it like that. Some of my friends, the first thing they do, the Lord shows up, they fall on the floor. I don't get it like that. Other people laugh for an hour and a half at a time. I don't get it like that. I cry the whole time, and then all of a sudden some crazy thing comes on me like I'm about to lay an egg. So I went running out of this church, and I got back by the dumpster. And I'm back there going, you know, something crazy. And on the other side of the dumpster, all of a sudden, some guy goes, he's out having a smoke. You okay, man? I was like, because God can't see through green dumpsters, so that's where you go to smoke, I guess. Can I tell you, every one of us are different. And when he gets on you differently. Don't fight that. Just let God be God. Stay in joy. And when you see some knucklehead like me carrying on loud and shouting and rolling on the floor, say, why does he have to do that? Just maybe you don't know where I came from. You don't know the hell that I face to get where I am. So when I'm laying in the floor and they go to pick me up, I'm like, let me go. Let God bake me while I'm down there. Well done, good and faithful servant. Finish the cooking on me in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.